We'll talk first with Debbie in Sacramento, California. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good evening.
Evening.
Hi. My question pertains to who is the Bible talking about in the latter half of the scripture, Matthew 10:28.
Okay.
Yeah, fear not them which kill the body. I am confused on rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul. Would that be God or?
Yes.
Okay.
So first of all, the Lord is telling us, do not fear him or those who kill the body. He's talking about persecution, and Christ may have even been pointing forward to his own body, which was killed.
Okay.
But he put his spiritual values and principles first. The devil can harm your body, but he can't touch your soul. We have a free will. The devil cannot force us to sin. It's
okay.
A choice.
Okay.
And so Christ is saying, but rather fear him, meaning fear God.
Okay, God. Okay.
Who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
That's what I thought, but I've been grappling with that.
Yeah, that's a very powerful scripture because it's one of those passages that explains that there is a hell, but God is going to destroy both soul and body in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
this is a healthy fear, too. It's,
yeah,
right, right.
It means awe, respect. I think it was John Wesley who said, if he had some men who feared nothing but God, he could conquer the world.
Conquer the world, right.
Yeah. He who does not fear God fears everything. He who fears God fears nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much.
Debbie, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless.
God bless.